Next, we have the second in a two-part series on college access for undocumented students from The Teacher Project, a fellowship at Columbia University Journalism School. In part one, reporter Mike Elson-Rooney spent time with an undocumented student at Indianapolis's Emmerich Manuel High School. Today, he returns to Manuel to find out why the school, like so many others, struggles to advise undocumented students who want to go to college.
When Cynthia was a senior at Indianapolis's Emmerich Manuel High School 4 years ago, she began looking at colleges, like many of her classmates. But Cynthia, whose parents brought her here from Mexico at the age of 5, never told her guidance counselor she was undocumented.
I didn't really ask for a lot of questions because I was just afraid that I would get a wrong answer or it's just scary to talk about.
Cynthia's reluctance isn't unusual. She didn't want to use her last name because of her immigration status. Carmen Lynch, one of Manuel's guidance counselors, says she knows many of the students she works with are not citizens, but no one in her 6 years has actually told her they're undocumented.
So unless they feel comfortable and safe telling us, I want to go to school, but I'm not documented, it's a challenge.
Undocumented students often don't qualify for financial aid or in-state tuition discounts. They have a harder time getting loans. Even taking the SAT is complicated if they don't have a state ID. And if they're too scared to ask for help, they usually won't get it. Only 5 to 10% go on to college. And at first, Cynthia wasn't one of them.
I did not know most of the things that you have to know to get into college.
She graduated from Manuel in 2015 with no college plans. Instead, she went straight to work.
I was working at a restaurant. I was working every day. Like, I wasn't really encouraged to, like, continue school.
Then, soon after graduating, Cynthia contacted the teacher she was closest with in Manuel, Jessica Osborne, an English as a second language instructor.
If you would like to work on a final, just come up, let me know which final, and then we can go across the hall.
Osborne tried to help me with everything she could with. She helped me enroll to Ivy Tech. She helped me take my acuplacer test.
Osborne is not a counselor, but like many teachers, she's someone students trust and reach out to. For example, undocumented students can't drive, and Osborne says Cynthia struggled to get to Ivy Tech at first.
She would have her boyfriend drop her off or her uncle, but she would have to find those rides, and a lot of times I picked her up and drove her there.
Cynthia's now in her second year at Ivy Tech. She gets emotional when she thinks about how impossible a college education would have been without Osborne's help.
I feel like Osborne's my guardian angel, if I'm being honest, because she's helped me through so much, and even after I graduated, she continued to help me.
But Osborne says those extra responsibilities take a toll.
My, like, stress is that that's all on me, and that's not my job. A lot of times with ESL, like, I can't actually focus on the language acquisition because I'm too busy worrying about, like, did you sign up for the SAT, ACT? I mean, I have to remember people's SAT, ACT passwords all the time.
And even if Osborne could juggle the role, what about the students who don't reach out like Cynthia did? Some Indianapolis schools have made efforts to address the gap. Last year, IPS assigned 4 guidance counselors to work directly with English learners, most of them immigrants. And Professor Monica Medina of IUPUI says bringing in nonprofits to offer workshops to undocumented students and their families helps.
I think it's important for schools to open their doors to community-based organizations that can help them do their job better.
Cynthia, the undocumented student who's now studying nursing at Ivy Tech, says trust is essential. She's been mentoring an immigrant student at her former high school.
So I've helped her with, like, little things that I struggled with. It gives them hope. They know that if someone else did it, they can do it too.
For The Teacher Project and WFYI, I'm Mike Elson-Rooney.
Our series on college access for undocumented students came to us through The Teacher Project, a Columbia University Journalism School Fellowship.